40-day health challenge. You got me
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
My name is Deirdre O'Sullivan. I'm from Cork. I'm doing the 40-day health challenge because I just want to feel better in myself and I want to manage myself on a daily basis, knowing a little bit more about how that works.
You're married to Jim.
I'm married to Jim O'Sullivan. I spent all of my life in the hairdressing industry, in different parts of it. I had my own salon for a while. I taught for a while and I worked with the apprenticeship services then for a couple of years. But I'm currently retired, I suppose 2 years on ill health grounds. So I'm currently, I suppose, managing my chronic illness, which is stage 4 breast cancer. So that kind of takes a lot of time on a daily basis, I find, because I like to try and exercise. I like to try and manage my, I suppose, my physical capacity during the day and things like that. I have 4 children who are really supportive. I have 2 girls first, Emily and Grace, and then I have 2 boys, Colm and Sean. So the boys are living with us. The girls have moved on. And well, one girl is coming back now from Australia after a year, so we're looking forward to that. And I have a daughter living in Dublin. So I came from West Cork originally, next to a lovely village called Timoleague. And I was the second of 6 children. So we had great fun growing up. We were living near the beach. We had great friends. We had lots of fun, fun and games for a while. So my parents might say something different about that.
Yeah. Getting your diagnosis of the breast cancer, that must have been a massive shock.
Absolutely huge shock. You know, I suppose this is my second visit with breast cancer. Unfortunately, I was 39 when I was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer. My youngest was 3, my eldest was 12, and the other 2 were in between. And at that point, I suppose I was so busy, I hadn't actually time to even process the fact that this is going to kind of need attention, need treatment. Thankfully, I had quite a lot of treatment and I really recovered very well. I was on tamoxifen for about 10 years after the diagnosis, the treatment, the little bit of surgery, chemotherapy, radiotherapy. And I remember being discharged from the oncologist after 10 years and he said, I really don't think I'll ever see you again. And I suppose that comment really made me feel, no, I don't think you will, because I felt so well. I felt I had really climbed that mountain, got to the top of it, and I was, you know, I had a great life, very, very well, very, very healthy. And then in the summer of 2022, it was actually the June bank holiday weekend, just before my 2 boys were doing their state exams. One was doing junior cert, one was doing leaving cert, and I found a lump under my arm in the same place for the second time. But I wasn't too particularly worried because nothing else seemed to be off. I had loads of energy, I was doing my job, I was living my best life as I thought. And by the time I was diagnosed in August and told that I had stage 4 breast cancer, I was in total disbelief. Even when I was meeting the surgeon and he was telling me, I can do nothing for you, I'll refer you to my colleague, an oncologist, I was still looking at him in disbelief thinking, well, look, the oncologist will do something more for me and I'll, you know, I'll be able to live with this. Now, thankfully, I have been stable for the past 2.5 years. I have an incredible oncologist, Dr. Deirdre O'Mahony. But every day is a day where you wake up and you know that you're not the person that you were. So you have to battle. I suppose battle might be the wrong word, but there is a challenge in my body every single day. The cancer is there. It's trying to do what it wants to do, take over. The medication is working. It's trying to keep it stable. And all the while then, I'm trying to keep myself well, both mentally and physically. And, you know, there's a bit of work in it. It's worth it because I want to live as long as I can. I want to be around for my friends, for my family, for my children, for my husband. But it is a battle. It is tough going.
Do you get days where you just feel very down?
There are some days, yeah, I kind of get overwhelmed, you know. But I suppose, you know, I just think your attitude is one thing you have control over. And every day I wake up and I'm there, I just think to myself, I can do this. And that's what gets me going, gets me out of bed in the morning. And that whatever else happens, I have control of the way I feel and the way I think and the way I want my day to go. And that keeps me moving. Plus the people around me, of course. They're my life, my rock, my, you know, my soulmate, Jim, my kids. They're very content people and they're upbeat people. And they really do help me. So do my friends. I have great friends.
Oh, sorry. Hold my hand there. You don't worry about holding my hand.
But,
you're a fabulous woman.
Look, you know what? I mean, none of us know how long we're going to be around for, but I've been given a warning and I've been given the opportunity to live my best life and squeeze every ounce of fun and games and laughter and love and, you know, experiences, which is why I'm here.
Who knew you were going to be doing something
who
like
knew?
This?
I mean, I would never have even put myself forward for something like this. But, you know, I suppose when you have been given, you know, such a diagnosis, it's like, I have nothing to lose, everything to gain. Yeah. And I'm just so looking forward to the experience with so many different people. Mm.
So how are you in terms of exercise? Are you, would you have the energy to be exercising? And
I do. I mean, I you know, it's interesting because I have a lovely dog, so I walk my dog most days.
What kind of a dog? Tell me all.
I have a Cavachon, Joy. She's beautiful. She's a real princess, of course. My neighbours now, a few people who walk with me, will know that she is a princess. And she often walks with another neighbour of mine, Mary, who has a lovely Sheltie called Paddy. And the two of them, one is a king and one is a queen, and they love to walk together, but they take no notice of each other. I do a nice bit of walking. I suppose some days I have to tell myself, okay, you're not going to be able to do as much as what you think you are. Mm. I have a couple of friends that walk with me and they're brilliant for getting me out. I have one friend in particular, Breda, and I tell you, when she says, come on, we'll go for a walk, it could be 6 kilometres, and we do it and we stride it out and we really enjoy it. And I also bought myself an electric bike because I thought to myself, it's a small little rally, small little wheels. I thought to myself, if I get bored of walking, I'd like to do something else. Or if my bones are aching someday and I'm just really not in the humour for it, at least I can get out in the air. And we have some fabulous, you know, cycle paths and walkways near us, or cycleways near us. So that kind of, you know, and sometimes I'd get on the bike on my own and I'd go off for a couple of hours, you know, and I really enjoy that. So,
and it's one thing, isn't it, you know, the physical health, but your mental health is so important, isn't it?
Oh my God, I mean, when one dips, the other one dips, you know. Like I was only saying to my husband coming up in the car, you know, I think they think I'm really busy sometimes at home, but I might be meeting somebody for a coffee, I might be going off to do a course afterwards, I might be meeting somebody then for a walk. And as I said to him, like, I can't sit at home, because if I sit at home in my house, I feel that my mind is over-analysing things, it's working overtime, and I just feel that the walls come in around me. Whereas when I get out, I'm deflecting from you know, thoughts that don't need to be there, because all we have is now. We only have this present moment. None of us have tomorrow. So I find that I've learned that over the last 2 years, that if I can live in the now and live in the present moment and not get too far ahead of myself, I can really enjoy it. And I can really hold my mental health in the best place that I can have it. But I mean, there are nights when I lie awake and I wonder what's down the road. I mean, I wonder, you know, I mean, yesterday I was in the shopping centre and there was a group of beautiful young girls. They were all in their teenage years and they were raising money for Marymount. And I mean, I stopped because I thought to myself, is this where I will be going, you know, at some point in the future, in the very near future, or is it not, you know? So I suppose my mental health, I do practice mindfulness as well. I did a mindfulness course, about a year ago with Arc House.
Ruined your makeup today,
no,
dear.
I've
ruined you.
Sorry. I did a mindfulness course with the lovely Deborah in Cork Arc Cancer Support House last year. And I do find that really good. I find it great to sort of say different affirmations to myself and to be grateful for what I have, to do body scans, and sometimes just to go into a room and use one of the tapes that I have just to kind of bring me back. And I really do find it helps, you know. My faith is important to me as well. I do go to the church. I do like to pray. I pray all the time. And I find God helps me. You know, he guides me as well.
The children, I'm sure you worry about your children as a mammy, as we all do.
Absolutely, we do. I mean, we never stop worrying about them. I suppose I'm grateful that, you know, they're living their lives at the moment. And I know that, you know, this diagnosis is the elephant in the room. There's no two ways about it. I mean, I don't know what it's like to have a mother with a chronic illness like this, but they're incredible people. They're beautiful human beings, all four of them. And, you know, they're close, which is good.
Yeah. Your husband is fabulous as well.
He's great crack. He is. He's an amazing man. He has a very different perspective on life than I do. So I suppose I get an awful lot of my strength from him. And I think he takes, you know, a lot from me as well. But we do, we tic-tac well together. We always have, I suppose.
Are you a long time together?
We're a long time together. We're 30 years married.
The 40-Day Health Challenge. You got me fired, 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 fired up. On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.